Odea, how'd everything go for you this weekend?
It went really well, you know, looking forward to getting better and better every day. You know, I got my first chance to get out there yesterday and got my second chance today to improve, which I did. But overall, you know, the team's looking really well. You know, the offensive line's coming together. You know, it's a lot to digest, but we're getting along.
You talked about it. It's a lot to digest. Talk a little bit about the playbook and how much this thrown at you as far as installations.
It's been a lot. You know, the first day we installed about, I think, six run plays and about five protections, which you could do 10 different things with each play. The basic of the plays aren't really that tough. It's learning the different formations they come out of and the different fronts you could see in them. So it's just been a lot. So just learning the recognition of the defense and, you know, sticking to your core assignments.
You got an interesting relationship with Brian Winters because I think you guys played together back in USA football back in the day. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, me and him were lucky enough to be invited to play for Team USA in Ohio, and we spent a month together out there training and playing in the game. So, you know, we became great friends over that and, you know, kept in touch throughout the college years, and look, we're now here now together again.
Yeah, and you're rooming with him too, right? Yeah. What's that been like, and how have you guys been able to help each other?
It's been great. You know, I respect Brian a lot, and he respects me, and we have that professional relationship with each other. And, you know, it's good that he plays left guard and I play left tackle, and we're rooming together. So, you know, we get in the playbook after meetings, and when you get back to the hotel, and get in the playbook and kind of go through our calls and kind of see what progressions we need to make and what to look for.
How about Mike Devlin? What has he been stressing to you technique-wise?
Just shooting my hands faster, you know, getting my hands on people quicker. You know, he said my set's been looking good and things like that. So I think, you know, once I'm able to get the assignments down and, you know, the plays down, I'll be able to play a lot faster.
Have you heard it all from DeBrickashaw Ferguson since you were drafted? Obviously went to your alma mater as well, Virginia.
No, I haven't heard from him. You know, everybody's been saying Brick, and I respect Brick a lot. You know, he's a great player, one of the best left tackles in the league. So, you know, when he does come in, I'm sure we'll chat it up and kind of look forward to just seeing how he approaches the game and how he prepares.
What about, did you ever think about this in your wildest dreams, growing up in Staten Island, that you'd be playing for a hometown team?
I didn't. You know, I had a dream that I'd play in the NFL, but I didn't think it'd be a blessed dream like I have and be able to be 35 minutes away from my home.